Good morning and welcome to the Monday Morning Motivational Call with Team Glacken. My name is Denise Gaskell and I am your moderator this morning. We get together every single Monday morning in a live version of this call to chat through ideas and suggestions, ways to just kind of get your business started or get your week started for this great week and Monday morning. We do love that these calls are interactive, so we'll be stopping and pausing, or at least I try to remember to stop and pause and ask questions, and just feel free to give a shout out or make some suggestions as we go through the call this morning. So let's see. Today's topic, we're actually going to be talking about the conference, and not necessarily about the details of the conference, but how to prep yourself, your business partners for before, during, and after conference. So even if you're not going to conference for whatever reason, there are a lot of things that you can do for yourself and for your customers as well. So if you're in that boat, just let us know, and we can talk through some ideas separately. But I'm going to assume that everybody on the call this morning is going to be heading to conference. But again, if for some reason you're not, there's ways that you can stay involved and keep your business involved as well, even if you're not there. All right, so I believe Teresa Sakis is going to join in this morning if she hasn't already, but we're going to bounce ideas and suggestions back and forth. I know Teresa has been involved with Shackley for a long time and attended many, many conferences, so I'm glad to have her here so that she can help us brainstorm this information. So are you out there, Teresa?
Hi, Denise.
Fantastic. Good morning. All right. So before, I mean, sometimes I know in the past when I would be heading to conference, of course, I was excited to visit a new state or, you know, super excited. Shackley brings in these incredible speakers and, you know, you just get kind of pumped for that. But there's actually quite a few things that you can do before you even leave for attendance, right? Kind of prepping up or for conference before you leave, before you even get there, rather. There's quite a bit that you can do. And some of it's mental and some of it's physical. So for me, kind of prepping myself mentally meant one of the things that I've done is if, in fact, the speaker has some books or some information out there, I have been able to, you know, read up a little bit and kind of help my brain, you know, learn a little bit more, not only about the speaker, but what to expect from them. So that's one of the things that I do. And I know a lot of times the speakers have books or maybe they've been noted in books. So Brendan Burchard is our speaker this year, and his book is High Performance Habits. So I've been sneaking through that book and just trying to learn a little bit more about him and kind of wrapping my brain around, you know, his thoughts so that I can be prepared for the speaker. So, Teresa, what tip would you have for before you go? What kind of things are you doing or suggesting to your business builders that they do before they head to a conference?
I like the way that you've divided this out because I think about what I'm purposely, you know, intentionally going to do at conference and my thoughts behind that. And what am I going to do to prep my customers for this? So I'm glad, you know, let's talk right now about yourself personally. I like that idea. So for me, it's, you know, what's my intent when I get there? Are there certain people that I want to meet? Sometimes in certain years, I've wanted to meet certain master coordinators and get an opportunity to chat with them or ask them a question. Like you said, prepping for the speaker so you know who that is going to be. I also work on creating a list of names ahead of time. You know, on the plane, I use that time to expand my business, what kind of conversations can I get into. But then also just, you know, what is your intent? What do you want to learn out of conference? Who do you want to meet? And then planning the piece behind what are you going to do as soon as you get home to get started. And so there's prep work that happens before, you know, you go for your business and then afterwards. So when you come back, day one, you are ready to go as soon as you come back and you are not wasting time decompressing, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never realized that I was going to decompress. I learned that the hard way, right? Because you just, for me, anyway, I was like, go, 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 go. And then you get home, and you're like, whoa, I need to take a minute here. So knowing that you might need to decompress during the event on the way home or take a little time, you know, throughout each day just to maybe journal or taking quiet time for yourself, I think that's important to know. And it's realistic, right, that we talk about it because it really can happen. It can be overwhelming, and it's good overwhelming. So it feels good in the moment, but it can, you know, take its toll a little bit on your stress and beat you up a little bit. So not to scare anybody out of it, but just to know that that can happen. So be prepared. So thanks for sharing that. Jeez, I think that's super smart to know what your intention is and then to make sure that you're doing that as well. And you mentioned a list of names. So let's talk a little bit more about what that list of names might be for. Why would you be making a list of names before you head to conference?
You know, for me, it's who do I want to call as soon as I get back that I know is probably going to want to hear about these products. From a customer standpoint, what am I going to do to motivate builders who weren't able to attend conference? Like right now when I'm making my follow-up calls, if I'm not getting a hold of customers and I'm getting their voicemail, I'm leaving messages to say, hey, I'm really excited. In August, I'm going to be out of Vegas at the Shackley Conference. We have new products that are going to be announced. Can hardly wait to get together with you afterwards when I come back to show you what's new. So I'm already planting a seed that we're going to get together because some of these customers I probably won't talk again until after conference. So I'm leaving them voicemails to let them know. So when I call, they're like, oh, yeah, what happened? You told me something was going to be going on. So I'm working on that list of names. Who am I pre-messaging? And then I'm going to follow up with them right away. Or if they can't meet, now I'm booking appointments after conference. You know, obviously this is a little far out to do that. I would probably start doing that at the beginning of August, booking those appointments before conference. And then who do you know that wants to increase volume or build a business? You know, they want to earn bonuses. So that type of conversations, I'm writing a list of names about that.
Fantastic. Thank you for sharing. All right. So does anybody have any questions about the list of names or your intent or what you might do before? Anybody have any other suggestions that they're doing to prep themselves for before conference? We have a quiet group this morning. Must have been a busy weekend. Well, as we discussed before, during, and after conference, if any of the questions that we went through, if you want to come back to the before, you know, anytime, feel free or if a question comes up. So it sounded like maybe somebody had a question. I wasn't sure. All right.
Good morning, Dorothy.
Good morning, Dorothy. How are you?
Good morning. I just want to say one of the things that I'm prepping for, I think, before conference is setting up dates to have an event to basically talk about post-conference and what we've learned and the new products to a group of people rather than trying to hit everybody one-to-one.
Great. So a group event. So however you can get that information to your customers or to clients, you know, typically there's a new catalog, there's a new there are new products typically at the August conference launch. We might even learn some details of science that some of your customers might be interested in. So grouping appointments, however you can get that information out into the hands of your customers and potential customers. I think that's a fantastic idea. Kudos.
Thank you.
All right. Any other thoughts on before conference, before heading out, what kind of things are you doing to prep yourself, your customers, your business builders for the conference? All right, so let's move on to during. So during the conference, there's a lot going on. We've really kind of already touched on this, but one of the things that I've learned is to really make sure that I'm taking some time for myself to digest the information, and sometimes that's journaling, sometimes that might just be taking a few minutes to, think through the information. Making sure that you're really decompressing a little bit along the way at least works for me. So that's one thing that I do during the conference. Something else that I've done during the conference, I know last year or when they launched the health print, one of the goals was to get as many people as you could, right, to try the health print. So during the conference, in between our downtimes, I was sending the links out. And I think before the end of the conference, I had like double-digit people responding and doing the health print. So that was really cool. So staying active with your customers and members. We don't want to be on our phones the whole time. But if you can, to take some time to maybe share some of the information along the way. So those are two things that I do, decompressing and then also sharing some of the details with some of my lead customers and lead business builders. So if they're not there in attendance. And Teresa, how about you? What type of things do you do during the conference that you would suggest?
Exactly what you said. So, decompressing, taking the notes. I also make sure that I'm sending messages to my builders to let them know what was launched, why I think they'll be excited about it, how it's going to help grow their business, wish they were here. So I'm sending some messages to keep them in the game. Also, I am messaging customers that I think it would be helpful, doing live Facebook events from conference to get the customers excited and keeping them motivated so they feel like they're connected and excited so they want to meet with me when they get back. So I really think about when I'm there, when we have some downtime, because it's packed full of information, as everybody knows, but who can I get excited, whether that's for the business or the products, while I'm there. And, you know, sending out pictures when we're in the when they launch the product, you know, when we're in the hall there, where I forget the name of that, where we get to see the new products. So it's a great way to take some pictures, post it on social media. So I do a little bit of that to create
great.
And continue that excitement.
And I think the social media thing is a really great idea because people see you in your job, right, in action. So maybe even people that you didn't know were looking, so to speak, are, you know, going to be able to see some of your posts and your videos and know that this really is a business for you and you take it seriously and you're, you know, at an event that really is helping to educate you and the people in your social media background. So kudos. Love it. All right. How about during? What are you doing during, or do you have any questions about what Teresa and I have shared so far? Teresa, I had one more thought. So you had mentioned that during the events you like to connect with people. So tell us more. Who are you looking to connect with, and how do you make that happen?
Meaning we connect with other leaders that are there? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you said that before that, you know, one of your intentions is to really kind of possibly connect with maybe, I'm thinking you meant like probably master coordinators or somebody you had a question for or the scientists.
Yeah, so I guess exactly that. If I had a leadership question, you know, what leaders do I know that are going to be there that are possibly going to be there that I would like to talk to? So I figure out what those questions are. And not that obviously Jennifer would answer those questions for sure and Team Glacken, but sometimes I just want to hear somebody's story on, you know, when they were building the business, how did they handle this challenge or what did it feel like for this success? You know, so maybe they have a moment or just to get a picture with them, whatever it is, just to connect with somebody who is already at the level that you're shooting for. So sometimes that's helpful just to hear their motivation or how they use their affirmations to get them there. So those are the type of questions. I'm not generally asking, how do I want to say it, building questions. You know, it's more of like mindset questions. So how did you get over this hurdle when you were on your way to the rank of master, or what one tip could you give me to help with whatever? You know what I'm saying? So, but you want to have if there those questions ahead of time if you're looking just to connect with some leaders that are already where you want to go. So that way if you run into them, you're not like, oh, I don't know what to say. So sometimes, you know, it's helpful just to plan that out.
Great, great tip. All right, so what kind of things are you all doing during the event that help build your business or to help build maybe even that team feel, or if you're seeking out leaders to surround yourself with people who have kind of already been there and done that, or you want to hear the story, what kind of things are you doing during the event for yourself and your team? We talked about decompressing, sending information to builders as products are launched, or maybe some science tips that we hear that we know somebody would enjoy. So making sure that you have those people in your phone, I think that's important as well. Sometimes we get to an event or somewhere and you want to send somebody a note or a message and you're not even sure how to connect with them because you haven't put them in your phone. So if there's some people that you know that you want to send some details to, maybe give them a heads up first and say, hey, I'm going to be attending this event in August and I know you had some questions about XYZ or you're super excited about fitness or something, and if, I hear some information about that, I'll be sure to forward it to you. So as you're at the event, then you can just send them a quick note and they can expect that from you. We also talked about posting on social media. So if you're out there on social media, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or whatever social arena you choose to be in, there's usually some way to create a live event. You can just go on for a few minutes. You could scan that room. Like Teresa said, they do a great job of having the science team there, new products. It's fun to be in the shopping area. So maybe, if you have a lot of people who love to shop and they love the Shaklee paraphernalia, you could even do a little live video from, from that arena. So make sure that you're sharing one way or another. Typically, Shaklee will have a hashtag as well. So Love Your Life is one that they're using. So if you know how to use a hashtag, it's just the pound sign, and then you use the verbiage without spaces, and that'll tag your pictures and your posts so that we can all be connected. They may have a new one for the conference. We'll just have to look for that. But seeking to surround yourself with other leaders or people that you want to ask questions of, I think, is super smart as well. So we've covered before, and that was during. Before we move on to conference.
Can I add one more thing about the during piece?
Yes.
It's sort of funny because now that my customers know that I go to conference every year, they will call beforehand in some cases and say, hey, if you run into somebody from corporate who handles this, can you ask them this question for me? Or can you request that they start adding this product or maybe change this product? And I think it's funny that, that's a small little piece, but my customers love that I'm connected to corporate. And so I think it's funny that over time they start to get excited about when I'm going because they want to be able to communicate with Shaklee. Not that they couldn't do that all the different times, but they love when I come back and have answers for them on certain things. So anyways.
I love that. I think I could do a better job of that. I know that I've submitted questions to Shaklee, but as you were sharing that, I thought, oh, I should keep a running list of questions. Shaklee does a good job of responding back, but sometimes maybe you want a little bit more detail or you want to ask the question in person and kind of hear the answer. So I think that's a great idea to head to the conference with some questions. That way, if you do have the opportunity, sometimes those lines are long. I'm not going to lie. If you haven't been in there, sometimes, you can get right up to the desk and ask a question, and sometimes it takes a little while. So I think having those jotted down, like you said, Teresa, because all of a sudden you're on the spot and you're like, so at least that's how I get. So it's nice to know you can, even if you put it in your notes section on your phone or wherever it might be, at least you have some of those questions or suggestions. Shaklee, I think you bring up a good point, Teresa, that Shaklee is super open to suggestions and ideas, and if they haven't thought of it, they're really willing to kind of dig into it. And if they're not doing something and they know why, they're certainly going to tell us. So they're really good about sharing, do's and don'ts and whys and all of that. So I love the opportunity to be able to speak with them there. Okay, so let's move into after. So we've been to this fantastic event that Shaklee puts on for us, right? We're super excited. There's new products. There's, new details and new information that we've gathered. We want to be able to come back and share that. Typically, there's a new catalog, as I mentioned. So what do we do when we get home? So some of the things that I do when I get home is definitely go through that list. So we talked about beforehand making that list. And then during, we've been following up maybe or sending some notes to some customers. And then after, we want to bring back additional details. And I know, Teresa, one of the things that you have talked to us before about is that when you do sit down, you bring that new catalog and you want to talk to them about the new product. So you're meeting with your customers after. And I think that's a really great tool to help to educate and keep our customers strong as well. So what else are you doing after? Teresa did tell me she may have to jump off the call, so
oh,
I apologize.
Sorry about that.
Oh, are you there? Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to multitask. You didn't hear me say that. But, you know, the other thing, when you're at these update appointments to educate people about what the new products are, this is a great opportunity to get into business conversations. So I use that opportunity also to ask questions about how are their finances. Now, I'm not going to be that specific, but you know what I get. Has anything changed in their job? Do they not care for it, or do they need more income? Would they like to do something different? So I'm getting in those conversations. So don't miss out on opportunities, even though you've come in their door to talk about some of the new products. Ask some questions to see if anything has changed financially for them or anything with their job, so that they would be, because they may be at a point where they're open to starting a Shackley business. So I use that also as a way. And I get excited and tell them about, you know, the changes that Shackley has made and, you know, what I had the opportunity to see, some people, what they were earning, and all of those kinds of things that I noticed at the conference. So that way I can get in some business conversations with them also.
Yeah, I think it's important that we share our experience. These conferences are very little money for us to attend for all the great content and information and experiences we get to have. So why not share that not only in person, you know, family and friends as you're chatting with them or on social media, and also, you know, certainly over the phone when you're chatting with your customers or while you're in person with them. So sharing your experiences, sharing the products. And I love that you called it an update appointment, Teresa. So we basically use the new member orientation when we sit down with our customers to do an update appointment. We just call it an update appointment. And so literally we bring the new member orientation sheet with. A lot of times it's been a while since the customer has seen, you know, that they've been a member maybe for a long time, but maybe we haven't been able to get back in front of them. So going through that list with them as if it was their first appointment with you is super important, asking questions, showing them the catalog, finding out where they're at in life now because things change often. And then, as Teresa mentioned, you know, as you get down to the bottom, find out, you know, you pull out that brochure and share opportunities that we have with Shackley as far as earning car and income and trips and kind of see how they feel about those and if things have changed. So, and then offering them opportunities for free products and doing events, just as we would as if they were a new customer. So we call them update appointments. We use the new member orientation sheet for that. And you'll find that customers become super strong when you continue to educate them and sit down with them or over the phone if you can't be next to them. It just creates a bond, a relationship that's super important. What else are you doing after? So when you get home from conference, what kind of things are you doing afterwards to continue the momentum? What kind of questions do you have, maybe, about what to do when you get back? I typically get jet lag on the way back from an event, so I know that about myself. No matter what it is, going there, maybe it's because I'm super pumped and excited. I don't seem to feel it as bad, but coming home, it hits me kind of hard. So I know that that next day is a down day for me. It just is. And if I try to do anything, I just don't feel good. So I know for me, I need to take that full day. And that's okay if I'm, you know, continuing to read up maybe the information that was handed out or the books that maybe were recommended or the authors that we got to hear from, you know, but it's just for me, it's not a good phone call day for me, and I just know that about myself. So knowing, I think, a little bit about who you are and how you work, and being realistic about that. So that first day back, I just try to do some really mellow things, and then I can really kind of kick it in gear after after that. Anybody else have any tips on what they do after a conference? Seems to get yourself motivated, your team motivated, your customers engaged. Who's super excited about conference? I am super excited. I love, love, love the Shackley conferences. I make a commitment to go every single year, and I just, from beginning to end, it's just filled with great information, and the I don't know what it is about being around, you know, thousands of Shackley people. It's a great vibe. I don't know how else to explain it, but, and of course the speakers and the entertainment and all the things that kind of go along with it, it really is exciting. And it's not the kind of hoopla that's fake or false or short-lived. It really is. It's fantastic to hear Roger's vision and where he's taken this company and where we're going and the things that we're doing. I always call it behind the scenes. You know, a lot of times we get there and we find out Shackley's even more amazing than we thought. We've, you know, helped out this organization, or maybe we found out that, you know, I don't know, we made a donation to, or all the collectively we planted a certain amount of trees. That kind of blows my mind. So it just gets better and better for me. So I can't wait to go every single year. It's exciting. And the other thing that we get to do real quick here afterwards is share the new destinations, right? So new products will be launched, new destinations, where we'll be going for our trips and incentives, and then also where next year's conference will be. So those are super exciting things. And then I did hear that this year, Shackley, during the event, if you are at conference, Shackley's going to be launching an incentive for the people who are there so that they could earn. There's an additional way possibly to earn the trip still yet this year. So great reason to be in attendance if you had any question otherwise. All right, so I know I've talked quite a bit. We talked today about before, during, and after conference and how to get yourself prepared for all of that. Any questions as we close out this morning? Comments?
This is Dorothy again. I just want to say, Sick, I'm like you are. Sick, I'm so very excited. I can't hardly stand myself. I do always try to just recommend, and I try to put myself out there, too, that if you belong to networking groups, to try to get on the presenter list in those groups so that we can share the excitement that we've learned in the direction that Shackley is going in and how much we're helping others. So I can't wait.
I love that. I think that's super important. A lot of times when, you know, we work in our home office and we don't really get to get out there and kind of share some of these things, but in that setting, I think it's the perfect opportunity to show this is a real business and this is what I'm doing and this is what the company's doing. So great reminder. We need a mountaintop. All right. Well, I have it at 9 o'clock.
Really...
Go ahead.
This is Sue, and I'm really excited also. I do belong to a LEADS group, part of a Chamber of Commerce, and that's one of the things that I'm targeting this year, too, is to be able to share that information with that group. I thank Dorothy for mentioning that.
But you're very welcome. I have learned it's like get in front of as many as you can. It's like all at once. It's like, and it gets a lot of attention.
Cool.
Great, great tips. So thank you so much for the interaction this morning. I look forward to talking again next Monday morning. We'll same time, same place. We'll be back with some details on how to motivate yourself and motivate your business to move forward on a fabulous Monday and beyond. So have a great Shackley day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Have a great week.
Bye now.